Hello.
Hi Wayne, this is CJ calling back from Archtop.
Yeah, what
So
happened?
sorry about the disconnect, but I was able to hear you, but you were not able to hear me,
Right.
which was a bit odd. Because I was like,
Mm
Wayne, I'm here if
hmm. You know what I was
you
thinking?
can hear me.
Because Spectrum didn't want it to go through, they end up and cut it off.
Oh, right? Yeah,
I'm only
no.
joking.
But sometimes technology can be a blessing and a curse at the same time, in my opinion.
That's true. So
I
you
mean,
said
look at our
Thursday?
youth. They're so dependent upon technology nowadays.
Yes.
So next Thursday is the earliest available appointment that we have. We have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., and a 3 p.m. However, I do know that we have to port your phone. So, what's today? Today's Friday. One, two, three. So we're looking actually at the 1st of November. Because we would need to port your phone over. So
That's
how does
fine.
the first, it's a Friday, so it's 10 days from today.
No, yeah,
Well,
that's fine.
10 business days from today, I should say. So we have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. available.
Why don't we do 10?
10 a.m.? You got it.
Yeah, I get my grandson off to school by 8:30, and usually I don't go ahead and get out of the house till 10:30, but I can go ahead and make it at 10, no problem.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we'll definitely schedule it for 10 a.m. on the 1st. And your billing cycle will start on the day of your installation, so that actually kind of works out perfectly. Because it's kind of nice and easy when everything is like the 1st, and then your end of your billing cycle is like the 30th or the 31st.
Yes, that works out good.
So perfect. So you are all set for 10 a.m. On the 1st, on Friday the 1st.
Okay, if there's any change in my what goes on with me,
Yeah,
give me a
absolutely.
call.
Just give us a call and we can reschedule. No problem.
My daughter doesn't know I'm
No
I don't
worries.
think she'll have a problem if she has better connectivity.
Agreed, definitely agreed. Yeah, I mean, we're a bit of a higher technology that we're trying to provide for at least affordable prices. So, I mean, it's funny 'cause we were at the Sawyer Motors car show earlier this
Yeah, a
year.
friend of mine. The one that owns Sawyer Motors?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob Sarcasano. I went to school with him.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so we actually had a little tent at the event, and I was kind of just walking around handing out flyers. But
Did
I
not
love
know.
cars.
I know my brother has one he could have put in a 67 GTO, but he just
Oh,
said
wow, that would
finished
have
it.
been beautiful.
Yeah,
And I
he
had my
has.
camera with me. I would have been taking photos. I'm a
Okay.
photographer, so I do like automotive photography
Oh, so
and
it's my sister. So she takes
wildlife.
the flowers.
Yeah, I
Flowers
mean,
and
I do
such.
occasional nature shots, like flowers and whatnot, but my primary focus is automotive and then
Automotive.
wildlife.
Well, his car
So.
looks like it's come out of the showroom. It has a little over 50,000 miles on it.
Ugh.
He does auto body repair work, and for many years he worked on everybody else's car, and he finally said he retired, and he says, "I'm going to get mine done now." And he did.
It's only about
Beautiful.
time, right?
Yeah, nice blue with a black vinyl top he put on it.
Oh, that's got to be gorgeous.
The
Is it
rim
more of
on
like a
top.
darker blue or like more like a sky blue?
I'd say it's in between the dark and the light. I mean,
Okay,
it's
so
not
not quite
like a
royal,
frosted
but
blue.
a
Yeah.
medium blue then. Yeah, that's got to be beautiful looking then.
It's not an original color for the car. So
No, it's
if I don't
not.
like it, I'll just go ahead and change the color because he had one similar, and it went from like a maroon to a blue to a black. And whenever he felt like he wanted to change the color, he'd just go out and paint the car.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard when you're doing it like without one of the
Oh, good.
what's it called? There's a specific room for it and I can't remember off the top of my head, but I went to school for automotive for
It's a
auto
removal
body.
booth, downdraft booth.
Oh, yes, the dandruff booth. Thank you so much for
Well,
that.
he's painted his sometimes outdoors and wind blowing.
Which is really hard to do because of all the dust specks and everything, and then you end up with fish eyes.
Well, fish eyes comes from oil.
Well, that too, but the fish eyes also have happened in the event where you have too high of a draft. Because it'll just push some of the paint, depending on what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, so. Like I say, he's worked in a garage or garages that never had a booth.
Wow.
His paint job smelled beautiful.
Oh,
yeah.
That's skill right there. That is pure skill.
He's been doing it his whole life.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course, with the experience, you kind of learn the ins and outs of, you know, your environment.
It's just easier with the downdraft. I got to agree.
Oh, of course.
Another thing is to go ahead and put it up on jack stands so you're not touching the ground.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of expected, but I mean, I would have been bending down anyway.
No, it's so that the tires don't touch the ground.
For yeah.
For some reason or other, that causes the dust.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is very true.
So, I mean, there's different tricks. I mean, he's taught me a lot of them, and I'm a carpenter, by the way, but he's taught me a lot of tricks. But
yeah, absolutely.
I didn't make the car show. We end up and had, I think, a steak bake scheduled for the same weekend.
We had one that freaked out my dog. We had a car, and my dog definitely freaked out because it was so loud. And then we had a couple military-style vehicles as well. We had a nice big... I forget exactly which vehicle it was, but it was beautiful. It even had a 50 cal gunner on top that shot blanks.
Sounds like a deuce and a half.
It does, doesn't it?
My current car right now is a 2014 Dodge Charger.
I've got a 14 Dodge Durango. Yeah. I've got the RT.
Well, a lot of people go ahead and see my car pull up. They think a cop's pulling up behind them.
Yeah, they think mine is too because mine's all black. Which doesn't help.
Same here.
but hey, Wayne, it's been a fabulous... I love talking about cars. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. But are all scheduled up.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to business.
Absolutely. Reach out anytime. I'm always available, and you can reach out anytime throughout the week. And, you know, if you have any questions, definitely let us know. We're more than happy to answer anything that you might have.
Thank you, CJ.
Of course. Anytime, Wayne. Well, I hope you have a fantastic weekend, and maybe you can get back out to some of those car shows that are still going around. I mean, I know it's more of a summer thing, but...
Yeah, I know. Well, they still have some out in autumn.
They do.
I was looking more towards getting out on my motorcycle.
Yes, get the last shoe in before it gets too cold.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, listen, you have a wonderful day. Nice talking to
you. Well. Thank you so much, Wayne. Have a fantastic weekend as well.
Yes, you too now. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.